Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I had a chance to catch up with new Indiana volleyball coach Steve Aird. He joins Indiana's program after leading Maryland for the last few seasons, helping them turn around their program over the last few years. He has a new arena being built and a new tradition he's trying to start with Indiana volleyball.
You've seen the Big Ten Conference. What made you make the leap inside the league?
That's a great question. So I had spent 4 years at Maryland, really taking a program from a position where I think they were 150 or 160th in the country to, you know, being the last team left out of the tournament this year, and sweeping USC and beating Purdue and having some success. For me, it came back to I love the Big Ten. I think it's in the United States there isn't a pro volleyball league, but there is. It's called the Big Ten. I mean, that's the answer, and it's the best of the best, and consistently has, you know, 9 or 10 teams making the tournament. So I knew if I was going to move on, I wanted to stay in the Big Ten. And after the year we had and the success I'd had kind of building the program, there was a lot of interest. To be honest, I loved Maryland. I thought we were doing amazing things there, and I think they're poised to do great things in the future. But it was when I sat down with Fred Glass and learned more about the culture and what his vision was for the program, got a feeling, a really good feeling about the facility they're planning on building. And then, you know, I got 3 babies, and the idea, I'm a Penn State grad. My wife was born and raised in Auburn, Alabama. The college town is something we really enjoyed. And all of that, when that got all mixed and swirled around, turned into the decision to join people here.
A native of Canada, Aird also won national championships at Penn State in 2007 and 2013. We welcome him to town and wish IU Volleyball the best of luck in their new chapter. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Before you know it, Tom Allen and Indiana football will be back on the practice field. As the new year begins and spring football is right around the corner, earlier this week, Coach Allen announced that Kane Womack will join the Hoosiers as the 10th assistant coach now allowed under NCAA rules. Womack served as the University of South Alabama's defensive coordinator and linebackers coach the last 2 seasons and will also coach linebackers at Indiana University. That means former linebackers coach William Inge, he will move to special teams coordinator and take care of that on a full-time basis. Indiana's special team struggled last year, but now they will have one person to make sure all of those pieces and parts are moving in the same direction. Womack got his start as an Old Miss graduate assistant back in 2012 and 2013. That's when Tom Allen was linebackers coach under Womack's father, Dave, at Old Miss. Womack becomes the second staff addition in this offseason, as Indiana announced earlier in January that David Ballou will now serve as the program's head strength and conditioning coach. A former Hoosier fullback, Ballou spent the 2017 season as the University of Notre Dame's co-director of football and strength conditioning, and before that, he spent plenty of years at Avon High School on the west side of Indianapolis. 2 new faces trying to get the Hoosiers ready for the 2018 season. Indiana football will welcome offensive lineman and graduate transfer Nick Linder. Linder earned his degree in finance and entrepreneurship from the University of Miami, Florida, and will be heading to the Kelly School of Business as a graduate transfer. Linder sat out the 2017 season, but started 26 games during his Hurricanes career, including 22 at center. That should help Indiana generate some depth on their offensive line. And hopefully the injury that kept him out all of last year is healed and ready to go for spring football, which is right around the corner. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.